Merci beaucoup, monsieur le président.
Thank you, sir. My delegation would like it to align itself with the statement made by Indonesia on behalf of the NAM. We would like to also, in our national capacity, make numerous observations. Chair, the drafters of this treaty were aware that to be complete and efficient, the fight against the proliferation of nuclear weapons must be a joint fight and must come with the promotion of the use of peaceful, the peaceful use of nuclear energy. We don't need to recall that the use of the peaceful uses can contribute to effectively tackle challenges of sustainable development and the environment. This can accelerate the achievement of the SDGs as we move towards 2030. It is for this reason that my delegation notes the promotion of international cooperation, the peaceful uses of nuclear energy. This must be a remain a priority. The NPT is a balance between rights and duties, obligations, prohibitions, and these in step with the responsibilities of states individually and collectively in nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation and the peaceful uses of nuclear technology. This is the this is the pillars of states participating in the use of technology, knowledge, information in nuclear in the nuclear field to help for development around the world. My delegation invites all states to abstain from any measure that seeks to hinder partially or fully the enjoyment of this inalienable right or creating conditions that widen the gap between developed and developing countries in this area. It is essential that we call for economic, political, military conditions, or that we do not have political, military, and economic restrictions on access to peaceful use of nuclear energy. Otherwise, this would be incompatible with the NPT. My country underscores the major role of the IAEA in technical cooperation for nuclear energy, and my delegation hails the numerous initiatives made by the IAEA to better respond to the needs of the most vulnerable populations, particularly in Africa. My delegation would like to welcome the initiative Raising Hope, Raise of Hope, in the its campaign launched by Mr. Macky Sall, the former president of Senegal, in his initiative for Senegal and the African Union. My delegation calls for the renewal of science accessibility through nuclear technology to benefit the most possible, with preferential treatment that must be that should be afforded to developing countries. It is also essential that we preserve the IAEA from all politicization or meddling in its work, to include its technical cooperation program. Otherwise, this could undermine its efficacy and credibility. My delegation would also like to note the excellent cooperation that exists between Senegal and the IAEA. We see this in numerous shared initiatives, some 70 programs in human health and animal health, agriculture, and the fight against other scourges in my country. It is important to note the National Framework Program 2023-2027 that focuses on radio protection, safety, and radiological safety. To conclude, my delegation would like to urge states' parties that have nuclear technology and resources to afford particular attention to the different initiatives to promote the peaceful uses of nuclear energy and to step up their cooperation with those that do not have this technology. My country calls for capacity building in the use of water resources, energy planning, and improvement of agricultural production and food, farming, ranching, the fight against malnutrition, the fight against non-transmissible diseases, soil conservation, among others. We also call for support in training that will support nuclear medicine and radiotherapy in West Africa. Lastly, my country is interested in the training of qualified people to strengthen the role of our nuclear radiology authorities in order to improve our country and better manage the ionizing sources that have been identified in our country. You will understand clearly that this call from Senegal is within the spirit and the letter of Pelin Daba, because a world without nuclear weapons is a safer, more peaceful, and more prosperous world. I thank you very much.